are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at Lighthouse Chapel International Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
With your people singing praises, I'd love to stand and rejoice.
Clap for the Lord Jesus one more time. Lift up your hands to the Father of lights, who loves us so much. Jesus, the lover of my soul. Father, we bless your name. You are so good. Our lives would be in shambles, but for your direction, but for your guidance, but for the hope that we draw by faith. Thank you that your salvation has come by grace to us. Thank you that access was given to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Lord, we celebrate the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. We celebrate your Holy Spirit this morning. Holy Spirit, come. Evict every demonic spirit. We curse every plan of Satan. We pray the Lord, our hearts will be open to your word, to your voice, and no stony ground will be found in our hearts. Our hearts will be good grounds, good soil, to magnetically attract and keep your word, so that at the end of the day, it will produce fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Holy Spirit, is your time. Anoint us and anoint your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Turn to somebody and smile to the person. Give the person a high five. You can give a hug. You can give a certain wink of excitement and tell the person, I'm happy to be sitting by you. I'm very excited to be sitting by you. I'm very excited to be, hey, brother boy, to be sitting by you. Come on now. Oh, show some love. Show some love. Show some love to somebody. Let's see some excitement. Wow. Oh yeah. I love you, I love you, I love the proximity of God. So close, so close, we are entered into. They've taken me into their arms, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, enough excitement. Shall we be seated in the presence of the Lord? Sit on top of your enemy, in Jesus' name. On top of your enemy. Man. If you hate somebody and you want to crush the person, you put a person's head there and you sit on top of the head. Especially if you are a heavy hippo, that enemy is in trouble. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I sit on top of my enemy with a heavy hippo behind. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. It's okay to laugh. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a blessing. Laughter does good like medicine. Did you know that? That's what the scripture says. Learn to laugh. Tell someone, learn to laugh. Even if the joke is not nice, just laugh. Hallelujah. I like that. I like that. Now, today I want to share with you something important, something powerful, something great, something that will bless your heart. Hallelujah. Something that, although it's a, but you know, I want to start the message off by giving gifts. Yeah. Today I really came with gifts. My wallet is loaded. Hey, see that? Oh, see. There are $100 notes. See now, you see that?
There are $20 notes.
All right. Okay. Well, be humble. All right. I think I will share the way it is. I will share it. You take this. Stay right here. You two stick this. Stay right here. And then you take this. The rest go and sit down. God bless you. 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 Wow. Clap for them. Clap for them. Wow. Clap for them. You can. How many would like to be like them? Wow. You just come to church and you receive a car. You just arrive somewhere and you didn't bring anything. By the time you go, you are loaded. Clap for them. You can go and sit down. Wow. Clap for the Lord. In fact, some of you, I've been going to give you my car key. Hallelujah. Sit down. Sit down. Now you are destroying everything. Okay, sit down. Hey! I think that there's this. She's going, so no problem. Hallelujah. All right, no problem. Who are the ones? It's okay. Don't worry. Too late. Who are the ones who got the money? Come back. Come back. Come back. How many believe that these people are very blessed? How many would like to be like these people? All right. You know what? I gave you how much money? I gave you how much money? 120. I gave you how much? 60. You know, I love you. That's what I gave you. I only need, can you give me 10% of it? Just give me 10%. Is it fair to ask? 10%. 10%. What do you say?
I said I don't have 10%, but you can have the 20.
Oh, God bless you. It's you? So you give me 20?
Yes, me too.
Really? Oh, because of that, I think you can have my wallet. Yay! And you can have my car key. Yay! Where's my car key? In fact, you can have my phone. Oh, wow. Yeah, but I'll keep this. You have a car. You have more money. You have a phone. You have everything. Clap for them. Go sit down. They are all yours. Sit down. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you about the practicality of the tithe. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Practicality of the tithe. The foolishness of non-tithing. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, who maketh thee to differ from another? Who makes you different from the other person? And he says, what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, you received it, why dost thou glory as though thou had not received it? Tell some of the foolishness of non-tithing. The wisdom of tithing. It's simple. We can close now. We've learned a lot. A picture is worth 1,000 words. The Bible says in James chapter 1 and verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. It's not some good gifts, most good gifts. It's every good gift. Your salary is a good gift. The things that people give to you are good gifts. They're gifts. They're gifts. And it comes from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights. How do I know? The Bible says that, brother, you came into this world with nothing. and it is certain, sure, that you will leave with nothing. Nothing. Therefore, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Most people, that everything you have, you didn't come with it. You didn't come with it. You came to this world naked like a banana. I saw you when your mother gave birth to you. Because I'm a physician. And at that time, I was doing my obstetrics rotation when you appeared. You were naked like a banana. For we brought 1 Timothy 6, 6 to 7. It says that, bring it. 6 to 7. It says that, okay. 7 says, for we brought nothing into this world. We brought nothing. And it is sure, tell somebody sure, that we can carry nothing out. Not that we would carry, you cannot. Although, most of us want us to go everywhere with our money. You cannot. You cannot. I was traveling here and I wanted to bring something. I could not. At the last checkpoint, I was traveling with lady pastor. Even my medication, they said, it can't go through. I cannot. I wanted to, but I cannot because it's aerosol or something spray. Yeah. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Therefore, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Some of us are not content. I gave you $120. And because of that, you had nothing. Give me just 10%. That's $12. You should be grateful to give me 20. Yeah. And you will have food and raiment, which you never brought. Even when you were coming, because of you, God generated breast milk. Have you created breast milk before? It's because of you that if the mother even desires, the reason I know it's not from the mother is that if the mother decides not to give you the breast milk, God will punish her with pain. Engorgement of the breast. What the Lord is saying is, hey, remember, I did not give the breast milk for you. It's for somebody else. That's the reason why, although we all like tea and coffee and we have our oatmeal and cereal, when it's time to eat the oatmeal and the cereal, you don't elevate your breast, even though your breast, and then pour to eat. How many have done that before? You just roll it out. And then into the oatmeal or the cereal. And then you mix it. Hey, come and eat. You don't even give it to your guests if you don't have milk. You forget you already have milk. But you don't roll it out. You only roll it out, hopefully, for just one person. Sometimes your husband competes, but that's a different story. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, no rolling out. Yeah. It is the Lord that makes provision from the day one. Makes provision for your protection. You never let mothers, it's hard to leave your babies behind. Mothers are like chicken. Have you gone to a chicken with chicks before? They can bring your eye out. Very protective. Yeah. They'll do everything. Children are the most expensive creatures on earth. Not because everything we spend, most of the things are on the children. Yeah, they are the most expensive in the church. And your expensive clothes do not match the expenses you make on your kids. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to make you like a child, the most expensive child. Yeah. To deposit the most expensive things on you. Because he's aware that you can take nothing. He's aware that you are not capable of earning anything by your own power. Not by might. You We knew you when you were a toddler. You couldn't even speak. You didn't even know how to put pants on. You walk naked like that. We had to put pants on you. Today you are big and bad to earn money. And when God Almighty talks about the tithe, you are big and bad to say, no, to hell with you. Nah, that's not smart. Tell someone, that ain't smart. Tell someone, sure ain't. That ain't smart. Everything you have, including that thing on your head that makes you look like you have a lot of hair. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Somebody gave it to you. Even if you have money, you need somebody to give what you want to buy to you. You have your money and let them not buy, sell it to you. You're finished. Yeah. Why do you boast as though you didn't receive it? So I used my money, so I didn't receive it. Your car, you had to receive it. Yeah. Somebody had to accept your money for you to have a car. That's the way I think these days. And I've been thinking this way since I was in school. And therefore, any time that the tithe comes, I look and say, the same way that I didn't have to do much as a baby, I wouldn't have to do much if I stay a baby in the sight of the Lord. God told Saul, when you were little in your own eyes, did I not make you a king? When you were little in your own eyes, how come today you want to disobey me? When I say kill all the Amalekites, you say you were going to keep their king. You're going to keep some calves for the sake of the people. Yeah. I am the one who made you king. And today, you are too big to accept commands. Nah. Tell someone, nah. Yeah. One day, a certain son of mine was eating my food in my house. And I had come home. And I was very hungry. You know. I had ordered the food before coming. I had ordered the food. And so the food was ready. Only my wife was preparing mine in a special way. In my hunger, I told that little boy, can I take a piece of your meat? No, daddy, no. No, daddy, no. No, daddy, no. Then I went to the second son. Before I could move there, he said, daddy, you can have it. You can have my all the plates. Choose what you want from the plate. So I withdrew from them. And I collected the plate of that. No, boy. I stacked it somewhere. Said, no food for you. And my wife brought my special food. Immediately brought my special food. I gave it to that little boy. And I took his plate. Said, now, you're going to eat the king's food. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That is the practical wisdom behind the fact that of all that you earn, you give a tithe to the Lord because it's an honor. I'm going to tell you about 10 things that happen when you give the tithe. Tell someone 10 things. Number one, when you give the tithe, you honor the Lord who is your giver, provider. Number one. You honor the Lord, your provider. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Tell somebody, all. That's the tithe. Honor. Verse 10 says, in this way or so shall, this is how your barns will be filled with plenty and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Yeah. David said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Look, I've lived not as long as you, but I've lived quite long. I can say with David, the one who does right by God, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. Psalm 37. Nor his seed. Verse 24 and 20, verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You know, the reason for lack is sometimes very simple. Your lack of respect and honor for God. When you lack respect for God, you lack honor, you will lack food. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. God will never leave you nor forsake you if you walk uprightly before him. You earn 1,000, so you are big and bad. I have bills to pay. All right, keep paying the bills. The bills that you created. Well, unfortunately, you can create bills, but you can't create income unless the Lord gives you. So you honor the Lord. To honor is to respect highly. Is to publicly declare that he's the man. That's honor. He's the man. He's the man. You know, I've learned since I've grown to honor my parents. When the Bible says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long on this earth. And so that you may what? It may be well with you. Live long on this earth. Hallelujah. When I grew up, I suddenly was taught by my pastor this scripture in Ephesians 6. Before then, I was not the best of children. You know. And when I was taught that, you know, honor them because they are the ones that have made you who you are. I said, really? I've made myself. I studied in school. When I was studying, where were they? Have they been doctors before? Oh, none of them was. They should have also gone to school. Nonsense. If they need something, they should come and ask me and I'll help them. But this nonsense of every month I should give a stipend to my parents. Well, what are you talking? Yeah. My pastor taught me. By the Bible. Yeah. I don't think because a man is there you are doing well. But you must strive for a blessing. Money does not cut it. A blessing cuts it. So the Bible says that labor not to be rich. Labor not to be rich. I think it's in Proverbs 23 verse four, right? Find out. Labor not to be rich. Is it Proverbs or Ecclesiastes? One of them. Labor not to be rich. Yeah, that's it. Proverbs 23, verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. My wisdom is that, oh, I have to keep my money. I have to keep my money. The tithe is for the Lord. Of every 1,000 you get, 100 is for the Lord. Of every $100 you get, $10 is for the Lord. If you understand your origins. So, when I was taught that I should honor my parents. And my pastor specifically told me everything. First of all, he said that my first salary, I should offer it to my father. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. And so you know what I did? I said, I have two fathers. One in heaven, one on earth. So I'm going to split it. And I did. My first salary, if it was 1,000, I give 500 as a tithe to God. And I give the 500 to my father, biological. Let them have it. Honor them. Because they were the people that saw to my first breath, my first step. These people combined together. I mean, my parents, my father and my mother. Together, I sent them. I give half to God. And my pastor told me, you will never be poor when you do that. Yeah, you'll never be poor. It's more difficult to be poor than to be rich if you honor God. I'll say it again. It's not that difficult to be rich if you honor God, especially with your substance. Because your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will burst out. You will have 2 garages, 3 cars. Clap for the Lord. That's busting out. That's busting out. It doesn't come by clapping. It comes by tithing, by honoring God. Dead faith doesn't wake up any money. As your faith is dead without works, so is faith without works is dead. Okay, so I tell you, I did that. And subsequently told me through the Bible that every month give a portion to your father. And I did that, and a portion to your mother. I did that till they died by the grace of God. When they died, I was looking around. This thing is so good. Where will I find the next father, the next mother? My wife, fortunately, the father was alive. I said, hey, let's shift it. It's a type of father, father-in-law. So these days, I pray that he lives long. These days, every month, send some money. Why? To honor. Not because they need. No. You see, when you are honoring, you are not satisfying a need. You are acknowledging greatness. You're acknowledging greatness in somebody who has been a blessing to you. How many believe that God has been a blessing to us? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I was not, by the grace of God, my father had 11 children. 7 of which were from my mother. That's why I've been telling Lady Pastor, let's just continue. All of you should be praying for her to have more. Amen. You know, I've been telling the children they will do better than their children. I hope that they have more children than. Amen. Now, so I just told myself that this thing is too good. I won't stop it. I will never stop it. Never. May her father live long. Amen. So that I will also keep being blessed. May the Lord live long. So that you will keep being blessed. Is what you should be saying. That I will never stop tithing. Yeah, I'll never stop tithing. So I may continue to be blessed. Never stop. Honor brings blessing. Let me tell you something about honor. Honor is to acknowledge somebody greater than you. There's a gradient, high, low. Diffusion is the movement of solutes from a region of high concentration to a region of low concentration. No barriers. It is actually in the Bible. Did you know that? Yeah. Different from osmosis. It's in the Bible. It's in Hebrews 7:7. It says, without controversy, the lesser is blessed of the greater. Without controversy or contradiction, the lesser is blessed of the greater. That means that here is the lesser. third place is the greater. And his blessings is flowing. Flowing. That's why I say labor not to be rich, but labor to be blessed. The best way to be blessed is to be meek and to assume a position of the lesser with respect to God so that I can flow. Yeah. When honor goes up, blessings come down. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Honor goes up. Honor is a hard thing. It's like osmosis. It's difficult. But blessing is easy. Diffusion. It's a semi-permanent. Osmosis is the movement of solid from a region of low concentration to a region of high concentration. But there's a barrier through a semi-permeable membrane. Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's difficult to give the tithe. Because it's an osmotic event. It's an osmosis. It's osmosis. There's a barrier. There's always a barrier. Always a barrier. And there will always be a barrier because it's not natural. Osmosis is not natural. We call it sometimes active transport. Active means you need energy. You need energy. I'm a scientist. When you come here with your account and you come and preach with, then you can also talk about accounting with ledger books and income and what's your ATP? What is ATP? Look at somebody too. Sit down before the accountants beat you up. Income, expenditure, balance sheet, ledgers. But here I am. You made a mistake to bring a scientist to be your pastor. Yeah. But get what I'm saying. Active transport. Semi-permeable. It means sometimes it will go. That's why sometimes you give tithe, sometimes you drop. Because it's an active thing. Look at that. Clap, clap, clap. Look at that. Water molecules. Differentially permeable. That's why sometimes you pay, sometimes you don't pay. Now the sucrose molecule. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, honor. Anytime you pay your tithe, honor goes up. Blessings come down. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, when honor goes up, blessings come down. Because it's along the same gradient. Honor the Lord with your substance. And with the first, not even the second or the third, first fruit of your increase. That means when somebody gives you a gift, when you get, you are not employed, but you get your unemployment benefit, you have increased. You have increased. You didn't have it, now you have. It's an increase. Yeah. When you get an allowance, it's an increase. When you get pocket money, it's an increase. I paid tithe with every pocket money my father gave me, no matter how hard. That means that when you have a lot of bills and you get some to pay part, you've got an increase. Don't say it's not up to your bill. The best thing to honor God with is when you get the money to tell yourself, I got 1,000, but actually it's 900. You remove the semi-permeable membrane easily. Yeah. So that honor can go up. And then through osmosis, hard, difficult. Sometimes you can cry when you're giving the tithe, but it's honor. When you are crying and there's resistance, remember what I said, that honor is osmosis. It's a semi-permeable membrane. There needs to be active transport. You need to apply energy. You need to be consciously telling yourself, this is the right thing. This is the right thing. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'll force. I'll push. I'll press. And then blessings flow down. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of your increase. Boom. Osmosis. Then diffusion starts. Verse 10. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You've not been smart not paying your tithes. I can tell you, you don't need to pay anything for it. I can tell you, you have not been smart. Yeah, you're not acting smart. You see, when you see somebody who has money, be like Jacob. Make a contract with the Laban. The man is rich. You are not as rich. Look, the Lord does not need our money. Bible says the silver and the gold, they are his. The cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to God. And they said, if I was hungry, I would not ask you. That's what we call honor. It's not to satisfy a need. If it was a need, God, I mean, heaven, we walk on gold, man. Where we are going, gold is, you are the one who puts it on your finger. How can you put, bring me some stone, bring some gravels or something, and then you put it on your finger. I said, well, are you crazy? You're crazy. Something we walk on. It's like you put dust or poo-poo. In heaven, gold is walked upon. In fact, God, he doesn't even keep it. He keep it on the, in the crown. You are the one who puts it in a, what's it called? A safe. He doesn't put it in a safe. He puts it in the ground. The thing you put in the ground is a dead body. Decay something you put in the ground. Poo-poo you put in the ground. Yeah. Gold. It's not anything he can give to you. Is it poo-poo you want? No problem. I can give you some. No. I'm telling you something. Is it? It's what you want. Is it pavement you want? I can break some for you. Pavement, I can break some for you. That's the God you are dealing with in such an unsmart way. Oh, I think you should clap for the Lord. Clap for the Lord. Tell somebody, I'm going to be smart. What about you? So, anytime you give tithe, blessings go up. I mean, honor goes up, blessings come down. We are not satisfying the need. What is the pastor going to use the money for? Hey, you are looking too low. Bible says, I look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. What can this pastor do? Your standards are so, your eyes are too low. Amen. So these are the things that happen when you tithe. Number one, you honor the Lord. Tell somebody, this happens when I tithe. I honor God. You know, the church is not, I'm trying to change your mind about what I've said. It is not a jackpot. It's not a casino. Don't make the church a casino. That's not the point. See, when my children gave me the food, it was not a casino type of thing. When my child, he was not expecting anything. I was the one who gave. A casino is too low. It's like sometimes you get some, make it that, look, I am focused on, I am honoring God, period. Like, I focus on my father, I am honoring my father. What can he give me? At that stage, I was richer than him at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a child, he was richer than me, but at that point, I was richer than him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when my mother and my father's money came together, they could still not reach my salary by the grace of God. Because at that time, my mother was not working, my father was just, it was just little things. They didn't have to work because my brothers and sisters were bringing. So almost all the brothers and sisters, they had more. But they had more, but they gave. You see that? They gave. Because it's not about a need. Amen. Yeah. One day I decided that my father had offended me. And I was angry with him. And I was going to take my money. He brought my, I took it. I'm not going to send him money again. You know what my wife told me? My wife told me that you are the one who needs him. He doesn't need you. Said, your father has 11 children. Always remember that. If you don't give him money, the 10 will give. And they will be blessed. You are the one who needs the blessing of giving. So quickly stop that foolishness and go and beg your father. No. That was her implication. She's saying she didn't say it that way. Yeah. But the way she rebuked me, that's what she was saying. I mean, when you come to your husband, who's, honey, that honey means nothing. You know? And you know, it was in an atmosphere that I couldn't say no. And anyway, by the way, and then we were there, and as she was talking, it was semi-permeable. It was hard. It was hard, as she was telling me. She said, go back, travel, and go and give the money back to your father. Don't spend that money. It's a curse. Yeah. My father brought the money to me. I don't want it. I said, I'm going to have good things to do with that money. I'll spend. He said, don't spend that money. It's a curse. He has 10 children. And my father told me that if I don't take care of him, God will take care of him. That's a curse if you accept it. He said, go back quickly and kneel down and beg him. I did. It's been a blessed journey. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So number one, when you give the tithe, you honor God. Number two, every time you tithe, you remember God. Honor is different from remembrance. You remember God. I remember. Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I didn't say it. God said it. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There is no remembrance when somebody does not exist. You see that? Uh-huh. But if indeed you feel God exists in your heart, remember him. Remember him. Bible says that one description of unrighteousness is forgetfulness. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10. It says that God is not unrighteous to forget your work. That means that if he was unrighteous, he would have forgotten your work. So when you forget the Lord, you are walking in unrighteousness. But the Bible says, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous, not the unrighteous, forsaking all his seed begging bread. So God is not unrighteous to forget. It means it is unrighteousness to forget. It means righteousness remembers. We will remember. We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness. Join me to sing this wonderful song. We will remember.
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 We will remember the works of your hand.
We will stop.
We will stop.
And give you
and give you praise. For great is thy faithfulness.
Bible says in 2 Timothy, I believe, chapter 2, verse 13, it says that if you believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he will never deny himself. Your behavior will not change him. He will always be faithful. Let's remember the Lord. You know, when you get that money, when I give them that money, and then they brought back, they were remembering. What are they remembering? Who gave them? How did they get it? The fact that they had nothing before. You are remembering all the, and putting them in perspective. When my father is old, or my mother is old, and every month I get my salary, I send a portion to him. I'm remembering when I couldn't buy diapers. How many have bought diapers for yourself before? You should never, may you never buy, if you buy diapers for yourself, it means you are nearing a nursing home. You should never be able to buy a diaper for yourself. May you never buy a diaper for yourself. It's a blessing, oh. Receive it. May you never buy a diaper for yourself. In Jesus' name. In your lifetime, may you never wear a diaper. In Jesus' name. So anybody who doesn't remember that you didn't buy a diaper, somebody bought it for you. You are ungrateful if you don't remember when you are doing well. At the time you don't need a diaper, you should remember who bought you a diaper. Remember. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 11. Deuteronomy. Tell somebody it's a very good word. Oh yeah, I know I'm preaching good. Tell some pastor is preaching good. Yeah. Is the Holy Spirit speaking to you through me? Yeah. Tell somebody, pastor is making me smart. The Bible says, Deuteronomy 8:11, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Verse 12. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and you dwell therein, and when your heads and your flocks multiply, your job, your business, your cars, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you forth out of the land of wherever you came from. And you know where you came from. From the house of bondage. Verse 15. Who led you through the great and terrible wilderness? You know the troubles you've gone through. To go through school. To find a job. When you were jobless. When you were marriedless or spouseless. When you were childless. When you were incomeless. When you were joyless. Is there any way like that? You had no joy. Wherein the fiery serpents, scorpions, and droughts. You had drought, hunger. Where there was no water. Who brought thee? The one who brought thee forth. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Miraculous journey. Miraculous transformation that you have. Yeah, I remember. I remember when I didn't have a wife. I remember when I didn't have a job. I remember when I came to America, somebody gave me $100. I praised God for the whole day. The whole day. It was a testimony. I remember my first car. Somebody had to have cancer and die. And the person was dying slowly. I said, this woman is wasting too much time. This beetle has been proclaimed mine. Please, go quickly. Because they said that they opened this woman up and there was cancer throughout and they closed. So it's like, go home and die. Went home and stayed and lived a long time. I said, Lord, I don't know whether my prayer is right, but this woman is wasting time. I need this beetle. This beetle may be 20 years old, but that's all my hope. All my hope. And the day the lady died and they gave me the beetle, I went to church and I gave a thanksgiving offering for that beetle, 20-year-old beetle. I remember. And so today, if I can drive a Volvo or I can drive an Infiniti, is this a time to turn my back on God? Shameful and smart, some of us. What have you that he did not receive? So you remember. Tithing is a remembrance act. It's a remembrance act. That's all it is. Yeah. Remember. And now you say in your heart, in verse 17, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Tell someone, that ain't smart. Tell us, it sure ain't. That ain't smart. My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. That hand, if it's caught in an accident, you'll see where your power is. God will never let it happen in Jesus' name. Then verse 18, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who giveth thee power to get wealth, so that he may establish his covenant contract with you, which he swear unto your fathers, as it is this day. Listen, when God gives you power to make wealth, establish a contract. You see, when I give the three people $120, $126, all I was looking for is, let's establish a contract. Now, I've given you power. You didn't have any power by the time you came here. I give you power to make wealth. You've got the wealth. Use the wealth to now establish a contract. Tithe is a contract. The law says, bring ye the tithe and prove me now herewith. A contract is proof of somebody's faithfulness. Whether I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I have been young and now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. But you see, begging bread. Yeah. Open the windows. It is the Lord who gives you power to make wealth. The Bible says that when God gives you anything, the Lord, he gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. Do you know what that means? That of every $100 that, it's in Isaiah 55, of every $100 you make, God gives you $90 bread, $10 seed. Sow the seed if you're smart and eat the bread. After all, it's 90%. I think God is not even, it's not even fair on God. But it's very generous. Even Uncle Sam doesn't give you, doesn't take $10. Takes more. Takes sometimes 35, 25, 40, depending on what you make. But God, no matter how you make, he said 10%. Bread to the eater. Eat the bread, the 90% bread. Isaiah 55, 10. And seed to the sower. If you eat the bread and the seed, they will all become poo, poo. Tell somebody, poo, poo. That's how that name came. And when you plant poo, poo in the soil, even you will not, even poo, poo will not grow up. Even, at least, let's grow. When you push, poo, poo, should go. Poo, poo will never grow up. Never grow up. So eat the 90. It doesn't matter that 90% is poo, poo. 10% only. You don't need much when it comes to seed to produce fruit. The tithe is your seed. And your only control of the future is in the seed, not in the food that you eat. Poo-poo has no future. Actually, it's finished. Finished. Many of us are converting our tithe into poo-poo. That's why we are the way we are. From today, you will not be planting poo-poo. You will not be planting poo-poo. You will not be planting poo-poo. You'll be planting real seed. Why? When you see anybody taking seed, say, hey, don't convert into poo-poo. Say, look, it's time to plant the seed. Where is your seed? Or are you planting poo-poo? Tell someone, will you plant poo-poo or will you plant the seed? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hey. You know, I want to continue, but time is not on our side. It's not my fault. We have to blame time. I am not lost for words. I'm lost for time. Until I come your way again next week from this same station. This is your usual host, Reverend Kwojo Orleans Lindsay, signing off. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. Amen.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Be blessed.